Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
As a gay man in my early 40s, I've had several instances with my straight male friends asking me very pointed questions about gay sex. I haven't heard one of my friends recently use the term gay curious. Is there such a thing as a heterosexual man being curious about gay sex without being gay?
Sexual orientation is a nuanced and interesting topic. Pioneering sex researcher Dr. Alfred Kinsey wrote that he thought more people would engage in sex or at least be interested in sex with both women and men if there weren't so many societal restrictions and taboos related to it. Throughout modern history, it seems that many people are at the very least curious about sex with people they normally wouldn't be interested in. Some gay men sometimes have sex with women, often citing a curiosity about what it would be like to have sex with a woman or to have their penis inside a vagina. And some lesbians sometimes have sex with men, and for various reasons as well. Straight-identified men and women are sometimes curious about sex with members of their same sex, too. Although it's more socially acceptable for women to kiss or make out with other women, that doesn't mean that some men aren't interested in being sexual with other men, too. You ask an interesting question about what it means to be curious. Certainly, some people use curiosity as a way to explore and possibly to become comfortable with a sexual orientation or behavior that they're interested in. So, yes, some straight-identified men may wonder if they're gay and may want to experiment sexually with other men as a way of finding out. When I hear terms such as gay curious or bi curious, the people using them are often talking about wanting to explore sexually with other people, not just being curious in an academic or hypothetical way. Granted, some people might use the term without knowing this meaning, and they may simply just want to know what it is that gay men do. The fact of the matter is that, at least in the U.S., some gay men have access to different sexual possibilities than lesbians or straight men and women. Some people are simply curious about what goes on in the sexual lives of their friends. The bottom line is that there are probably several different reasons why your straight male friends ask you about gay sex. Some may be curious about trying it themselves. Others, however, may simply feel comfortable enough with you to ask you questions that help them to better understand gay men and a world of experience that they're not privy to and never will be.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
Can a man have an erection without fancying the girl?
Absolutely. Early on, boys who are around the age of puberty find out that erections can pop up for any number of reasons, and often for no reason at all. Some young men will describe having erections when they're anxious, such as during math tests, or when they really have to go to the bathroom. Others have erections just thinking about someone they like or feel attracted to, even if that person is nowhere near them. Then again, sometimes it looks like a man is erect even when he's not, just given the cut of certain pants or how things look when men wear certain athletic cups that are used to protect their genitals during sports. Boys and men also often have morning erections. In fact, it is when men stop getting morning erections that healthcare providers sometimes suspect health problems that may be causing erectile problems. It is also the case that men cannot always get erections, even if they very much like, love, or feel attracted to a person. Men may find it difficult for their penis to become erect if they have certain health conditions, if they're experiencing side effects from certain prescription or over-the-counter medications, or if they're feeling anxious or worried. Men may also find it difficult to get or maintain an erection if they're feeling very sad, depressed, distracted, tired, or even if the temperature in the room is quite cold. Sometimes women and men place too much focus and pressure on the penis, as if it were the only indicator of how a man feels. In fact, there is so much more to how men feel and behave than their penis and their erections. If you want to know how a man feels and whether he's feeling attracted or not, or whether he likes someone or not, try talking to him to find out what you want to know. Two interesting, relevant books are The New Male Sexuality by Dr. Bernie Zilbergeld and A Mind of Its Own, A Cultural History of the Penis by David Friedman. You can learn more about these books and others on our website.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.